This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the worries of
yesterday or even 5 minutes ago, let's get into something new and special. It's Tuesday, the 17th of July. All kinds of news, lots of conversation, things that are trending. So, Jennifer, what do you have on the top of your list? This is not your bucket list, by the way.
Don't worry. No, this is not my bucket list, although I wouldn't mind going to Finland. That would be pretty nice. It looks beautiful.
Yeah,
but obviously the big story is now the fallout over Trump's big press conference with Vladimir Putin, where he's gotten criticism from both the Republicans and the Democrats in Washington, D.C. and across the country. He's back home now in Washington, D.C., and during that press conference, if you missed it, it was strange. It started out okay, and then it kind of evolved into something where President Trump said that he didn't believe his intelligence community over what I think Vladimir Putin said. So he thought maybe that election meddling was done maybe by his own country as opposed to the Russians. Now, that has caused people to have a gross overreaction. Not his finest moment, believe me. I don't think it was the appropriate time to go through all of that, but you even have people on the other side of the aisle saying that this is treason and that this is finally the reason they've been looking for to get him impeached. So lots of drama, and no doubt the president may have to do some backstepping, either on Twitter or in person, maybe in an interview to the nation to address what was done. But clearly this was not what I think the administration had hoped it would be when they set it up.
All right, so the claims of collusion, all the stuff back and forth, as you've suggested, I've seen it described as sort of a wild press conference. I didn't see it. Did you? Any of you see, actually?
Yes.
Okay, so, and as you've described it there, that's your takeaway. Did he spend any time talking about the election meddling at all?
That's what we're talking about, is...
No, I've... That's the only thing? I thought there were other things that were addressed.
No, they talked about a lot of things, but what was controversial is that he was asked the first time about whether or not Russia meddled in the election, and he sort of answered it in a good way, but then he was asked a second time, and he said, you know, do I believe the Russians? Well, yeah, I just talked to Vladimir Putin. He said he didn't do it, and you know, I'd like the FBI to show me why they didn't take down the server of the Pakistani who worked for the DNC, and I'd like to see Hillary's emails. How does that stuff just disappear? Which, look, valid questions. It's just not the appropriate place to ask them, so...
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't do anything that's appropriate, or he doesn't do much that's appropriate. I think most people acknowledge that, even you. He does things and says things and acts in a way that is pretty strange and not always with the best of intentions or feelings, it seems to me. So he gets caught up in his own game here a little bit. And let's focus not on what he said, but what Putin said in the press conference. What did Putin say?
Putin said he didn't collude, that he didn't collude with Trump, that he doesn't have anything on Trump, a la the dossier that was presented is supposed to have all this dirt on Donald Trump. He said he didn't really care about him until he ran for president because he was just another rich guy. The places of commonality, and this is what was more important to me. When people were asking, you know, what should be at the top of the list of what people should be talking about, I'd been saying I wanted it to be about Iran, Syria, with a close second to, of course, election meddling in Ukraine, because we already know where Russia stands on those two things. So it seems that there was some commonality and some common ground struck on Syria and on Iran. Whether or not Russia will actually deliver on their end of the deal, that's yet to be found. But, of course, it's all about this comment about the election meddling. So, you know, it was not Trump's finest moment. There's really no, it was not the appropriate place in my mind for him to bring this up. I think that he can bring it up at home. I think there are questions about whether or not, clearly, if you look at the FBI has James Comey, who is now no longer working there, Andrew McCabe, who was the second in command, who is no longer working there, Peter Strzok, who clearly had Trump bias, who testified in front of a House committee. There are reasons for Trump to feel like his intelligence community could be working against him. It's just when you're standing next to our enemy, that's just not the appropriate place to address it. He should be backing the country.
He didn't come. He didn't. It felt like, or seemed to, for many observers, that Putin wasn't really the enemy. Putin's an okay guy, and Russia's all right. And it was the people that were in here that screwed it up, not me and not us.
And, you know, part of that I would defend, because I think that's how Trump negotiates with people.
Which part?
Try to do that. The part where he tries to look at him and say, he's not a bad guy. He doesn't do all that much wrong. Putin does a lot of things that are wrong. Now, most of the stuff that he's done wrong, he did under President Obama. Obama let him. And so this is just another example of the hypocrisy of people where they want to take they want to treat one president one way and another president another way. And I get it. But if you're Trump and you're in your second year of your presidency, you need to be smarter than that, because you need to know that at every turn, the other side that doesn't like you is looking at it for a way to take you down, and you can't give them raw meat to do it. And yesterday he delivered a nice big juicy steak to people that don't like him.
But even Republicans there are certain Republicans too who normally defend him who just couldn't tolerate what he said and the way it came across. It's not, I think it was a little bit more than just partisan, now the Democrats want to take him down for treason. I was watching a lot of this news coverage yesterday on all the different channels. There was a lot of outrage from a lot of people, and
you're hearing it from me.
It went everywhere.
You're normally hearing it from me, who I like most of what Trump does. I still don't think that this meeting was a mistake. I think he shouldn't have done these things there, and I think it was his mistake, his blunder to do them. But when you're a person like Trump who knows he's got a lot of people after him because he is something so different, he's a different kind of political animal, I guess would be the way to put it. You don't hand people another reason to shout something. You know, first it was collusion, then it was Stormy Daniels, now it's going to be treason. You don't hand them something like that. And that's what he did, essentially, and that's a big deal.
I don't get treason out of it. I think it's just stupid.
No, it was not treason. It's a gross overstatement. It's horrible. It was a mistake, and it was not.
But that's the point of the people in opposition. He makes so many mistakes, he creates his own folly.
I don't think this is the first big one that I've really witnessed. This is the first big one where I think that was a big mistake, because I think most of what he's done always ends up working out. I think people go crazy about it, and then they just don't understand.
Well, there's something to that.
Look, I think people on, specifically with this president, people on the right look at his actions and focus less on his words. People on the left only focus on his words and not his actions. So that's where the divide sort of is.
There's a lot on the left who focus on his actions because he signs a lot of executive orders and people don't know about it. So there are a lot of his actions that people on the left do not like. There are a lot of things that he's done that I completely disagree
with. Well, a lot of people
on
the right, a lot of people, period.
It's not just his words. His words are, his words are sometimes shocking and for a president and undignified. And I find a lot of what he says at his rallies just to be pretty vile. So his words are important. And words should be important when you're the president of the United States. But this was the first time, I think, on an international platform where it really, you're right, Jen, this was the biggest blunder I think he's made so far. And it was embarrassing. More so, if nothing ever comes from this, it was embarrassing. And the idea that this is not, this isn't like the Prime Minister of England or Canada. This is Putin. This is a guy, when we talk about human rights violations, this guy wrote the book on it. He's an ex-KGB operative. Like, he is so gross as a human being and mistreats people on such a level. And to have that kind of, it seemed like ass-kissing is what it seemed like. And I think that's what a lot of people really came away with.
This is where I have to just remind you that everything in our recent history that Putin did wrong, he did wrong under Obama, and Obama left him. So if you want to say ass-kissing, okay, maybe it looked bad with
it wasn't to his face.
But that's part of the... See, that's...
It wasn't right in front of him.
That's the difference between Trump and Obama. In some respect, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, Trump is more transparent than Obama ever was. Crimea was annexed. Ukraine was invaded. They were not armed. Their treaties with Russia were broken. Election meddling happened and was ignored until after Trump won the election, all under Obama. And so for people to come out and seem outraged that this is the first time the United States is ever kowtowing to Russia, I call bunkum on that, because the last 8 years has been a rollover on Russia, that dumb reset button that Hillary Clinton handed out. The Democrats have treated Putin no differently than Trump did. Trump just happened to have a press conference next to him when he said something stupid. And that's, you know, that's the problem. So if we're going to be outraged about all of it, we should be outraged about all of it.
Well, I go back to something that you'll hear me say, because I like the expression. It does such a great job of putting it in your mind and putting it into perspective. Joel Osteen, who I say Ol all the time, and it's Osteen without an L, said something that is perfect for this situation. The rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield in front of you is big for a reason. Looking back at what Obama did, even though it was, there are lots of things there. These people are human beings. They're all going to make mistakes. They're all going to be foolish. They're all going to trip up. They're all going to screw up. But it doesn't, you don't, well, with me anyway, and my philosophy of life, going back to what Obama did, I don't give a damn, because that's what he did, and it's over. Any more than am I still angry at George Bush for screwing up the dairy industry? No, because it's already been done. You can be angry at Clinton for this, and you can be angry at LBJ for that, and you can be pissed off at Jimmy Carter. So what? It's not that then. This is now.
You have to look at, with history, though, and this is really the issue, is Trump's president now. So I don't like the game, what about Obama? And I think in many cases, people who are on the other side of the aisle play it all the time. But when you look at where we are in history right now, with people in North Korea, with people in Russia, you have to look at who the last guy was. Certainly, Obama did that with George Bush, and Bush did that with Clinton. And this is because whoever's before you puts you where you are today when
but
it comes to history.
Jennifer, it's just talk.
Well, it is just talk, but it's kind of where you are. Yeah. You know?
Well, anyway.
Why do we have relations that we do? Well, because of XYZ. And you could probably date it all the way back to Reagan in terms of Russia.
Right. Well, Reagan did straighten things out. Gorbachev was a different style leader, as was Reagan. They were both professional. They were civil. They liked each other, in fact, and so what came out of the conflict that existed then and their relationship was a slowing down of the anger and the animosity. And frankly, let's face it, a lot of it's just hype. It's BS, bunkum. You know, some of it has reality based in it. Would Putin like to run the world? Of course he would. He's a megalomaniac. He's a maniacal boob. But, you know, he's not going to get to do that. But can he push and pull and strain and maybe get something for all of his trouble? Sure, he's going to get somewhere. Not, is he to be trusted? Not in the least. But Trump didn't do anything to maintain the public's trust in him either with all this stuff. So let's get to something you can trust, and that's Life Change Tea. Maintain your perfect health and balance. If you don't have perfect health and balance, you got lots of gas, bloating, you feel upset in your stomach a lot, you're eating the wrong things, you have an unhealthy colon, all of these. There's all kinds of stuff going on in your body that maybe you don't know about until, I don't say it's too late, but you know, the stuff starts and creates the reality in your body long before you feel it. And then you start feeling it and you think, what am I going to do? There's all kinds of chemicals floating around in your body because of what's being sprayed on the food, what's in our skies, that kind of stuff, the air we breathe, the things that are in our bodies that are created by what we eat, how we eat, bacteria, viruses, molds. Get rid of them all with Life Change Tea, meant to be a counteraction. Specially blended powerful herbal formulas that come from American tea. It's great stuff. Get it now at GetTheTea.com. No fillers, no GMOs. It's all organic. GetTheTea.com. Code DJV.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breast spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wow, this is good stuff. Blake Shelton falls on stage is the headline. Took a spill during his set at Oregon's Pendleton Whiskey Music Festival over the weekend. The next day he tweeted, quote, "Okay, Pendleton, I know somebody is bound to have video of me falling on stage last night. Please, I have to see it. Post it. Post it." And yes, I had been drinking a lot. That's been his big problem and what behind the scenes his new love wants to have him deal with. Twitter delivered one user supplying a video of the mishap in which the appearance of him and his stability tripping over stage equipment and stuff. The guy had too much to drink, and he admits it. He also joked that fellow Pendleton performer Pitbull was at fault for the accident, saying, quote, "By the time Pitbull, Pitbull, I blame you. It was my attempt at competing with your show." And then at least one Twitter user didn't find any of this stuff funny, writing, quote, "So that's the type of quality show you put on for people who spend their hard-earned money to come see you? You show up drunk? That's some Justin Bieber on Hennessy throwing up on stage nonsense."
Blake right is there. Never like that. And you know what? I think he was being funny when he said he was drunk and fell off stage. I think he actually tripped and fell off stage. If you're so drunk that you can't stand upright, then you can't get through the songs. He's being funny because that's
that.
The rumor. Right.
Yeah.
That's always the rumor about him.
Well, he also plays into it. It's almost like a caricature of himself. You know, he owns a vodka company. He's always promoting it. Yeah, I agree with that, Jen. I think that that's ridiculous. I think he's having fun with being awkward.
Mm. Right. So why didn't somebody say that as the conversation went back and forth? Was there any posting that suggested?
I don't know. Well, I didn't follow every single person who tweeted about it. There were a lot of people tweeting about it. I don't think he's going to argue.
Yeah. Right? I don't think he's going to himself argue with a bunch of trolls.
All right. Let's hear it for the trolls. It's 26 past the hour. All right, moving from Blake Shelton to Casey Musgraves, there's a new North American tour coming And this is just kind of a few days after the arena tour in support of Harry Styles. Kacey Musgraves has announced that there are going to be dates this summer. Her headline, Oh What a World tour, in support of her new album, Golden Hour. Isn't it interesting how all these people are able to come out? This is the system now. It wasn't always the system, but it is now. So you come up with music, you put out a new set of songs, whether it's an album or just four or five new songs, and then you go on tour. But people don't want to hear necessarily the new stuff. They want to hear the hits, the old stuff. So I've always wondered, I've always questioned, I've tried to figure out.
I personally am a big fan of Kacey Musgraves. I listen to the entire album. I've listened to all three of her albums. And I want to go, and I don't want to just hear the biggest hit that she has possibly on the radio. I want to hear all of the songs.
Uh-huh.
And Kara just saw her open for Harry Styles.
Yeah,
so
and
she's she's getting hotter and hotter right now because I think he helped introduce her to a different audience. Because country radio, for whatever reason, is not playing Kacey Musgraves. There have been articles in Rolling Stone written about it, and no one seems to know why. So this would be good for
her. All politics, my dear.
I think it's all politics.
This is
in between a couple of genres right now. She's not super country.
Yeah,
I don't think. She's more country in her writing.
So the tour will go to New York, Phoenix, San Francisco, and then Birmingham, Alabama. Tickets on sale on KaceyMusgraves.com. 28 past the hour.
Vice versa. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We have a tendency to attribute the mistakes we make to the outside world, whereas we tend to attribute the mistakes other people make to some personality flaw of theirs. As if that's not silly enough, we have a tendency to minimize the pain we cause others and maximize the pain they cause us. When you combine the reality that we have a tendency to minimize both our flaws and our mistakes, whereas we tend to amplify the mistakes and flaws of others, then we begin to see a picture of reality that's not really centered in reality, but skewed toward favoring us. What if we could see ourselves as others do, however? What if, instead of all those things I just said, it was vice versa? What could we learn about ourselves? I think probably a whole lot. For more on emotional awareness, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit Reputation.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats are outraged at President Trump's performance at a news conference after his Helsinki summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. But even some Republicans are very upset, like Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska.
Vladimir Putin is leaving Helsinki with an undeserved legitimacy. The United States took a loss today when we backed away from our longstanding commitment to principled American leadership. And frankly, we walked away from basic reality.
But sometimes critic of President Trump, Senator Rand Paul, says...
The big picture is that we should be engaged with Russia. We should have conversations with Russia. It would be a mistake not to have open lines of communication with them.
A woman who's a Russian national with a Russian gun group is being charged with being a spy for Moscow in the U.S. She was arrested over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
July the 17th. Jennifer, we're halfway through the month of July already. What's the rush, you say? Well, there's no rush. It just seems that this is what's going on. It is. The clock is ticking. The earth is moving faster on its axis. Look out below. Here we go. All right, let's see. Jennifer, you did. Let's see. All right, so I got to get the organization in my head here. Victoria, what's trending?
Well, we haven't talked about Hawaii in a while, and Hawaii is back in the news in a big way this morning. A lava bomb hit a tour boat yesterday morning in Hawaii, injuring 23 people. It actually punctured the boat's roof, and as it was returning into the harbor, now this was a tour group of, normally there's about 49 or 50 people on a boat. They don't know, they haven't said how many people. They think some 30-something people were on this boat touring around, not too far off the coast, and that volcano is still shooting bits and pieces of lava. This was a big, like a small boulder was really the size of it.
Yeah.
It shot up from the volcano. It was molten rock.
1,800 degrees when it hits the boat.
It was molten rock, and it just went flying. No one saw it coming because there was a roof on this boat. And when you see pictures of the hole in the roof, it's pretty significant. And 13 passengers were treated with various injuries, burns and cuts, abrasions, things like that. There was one woman who had to be taken off on a stretcher. She had burns and gashes on her legs. Another woman actually fractured a femur and was considered to be in serious condition. She was immediately taken via ambulance to the hospital, and three other passengers were, same thing happened to them, but they are now listed in stable condition. So it's the Hawaiian thing, I think it's sort of like, you know, how the news cycles and we tend to forget about things, but right. this volcano is still very, very active. And even as late as Sunday night, it was seen with a new, what do they call it, a fissure, right? Wasn't that what the word was?
A fissure, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So even on Sunday night, there was a new one. And it's actually even forming a small island. I don't know if you guys saw that headline.
Yeah.
Not too far off the big island where it's happening, there's a small island already forming, and it may attach and make more land. Obviously, you can't, you know, it won't be beachfront property anytime soon, but it is, the lava is spreading so much that it's actually now solidifying into land.
The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory is monitoring as they, it has to be. This lava flow is so significant and continues that there has to be more land created. It's very interesting how the process works. You know, you go over the many billions of years the planet's been in existence. Where does the dirt come from? I call it loam, soil, whatever. And where does the sand come from? Where do the rocks come from? All of it comes from underneath. It is all generated by the lava, and then it breaks down over time with the forces of Mother Nature, the wind, the rain, conditions of the weather change the surface. And so that's where, you know, look at how things, it's really pretty, and I am in awe of the system. You hear me talk about this all the time. What really happens, Mother Nature, God, however, whatever it is, the ultimate influence of ultimate intelligence, how it all fits together. You think, anybody who thinks any of this stuff is an accident, oh, it just happens that loam or dirt comes out of the process. No, it's not. You couldn't grow any food. We'd have nothing. People couldn't survive. This is an actively intelligent being that puts all of this stuff together. There's no accident in any of this.
Yeah, it is really, I was looking at a lot of these images yesterday, and we're so used to seeing terrain look familiar to us, you know, whether it's grass, or if you're in the mountains, or in the desert, or if you're on the beach and sand leading up to water. And then when you see this angry fire hole, it's kind of like, it is a little jarring when you really look into it, and it's like, oh God, that's not that far below the surface. That could be pretty much the way it is. It's like the earth is like a nice little hard candy shell, and underneath it is a lot of some scary stuff. It's a little freaky when you look
at
it.
Don't make
Mother
Nature mad.
I know. It's true.
Don't mess with Mother Nature. All right, so let's get to the television report. I think talking about what we saw last night, it reminds me of what I said about the rearview mirror. Who cares what you saw last night? Are we in agreement on that?
Yeah, because it's
NCIS.
It's nothing good.
All right, so Jennifer, what are our choices tonight as far as television is concerned?
The big story is going to be the All-Star Game. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, if you want to watch a little chick flick viewing, you have TV Land with two new episodes. One episode first of Younger that starts at 10 o'clock, followed by Teachers at 10:30. Lifetime has a new episode of Married at First Sight. Actually, three new episodes. I shouldn't lie to you. No fake news here. That's at 8, 8:30, and at 9 o'clock. So that's brand new. Cash Cab is new tonight. We always like that one on Game Show Network. And then the big story, which is the All-Star Game. That happens tonight. It'll be on Fox, which means that your networks are going to be kind of deferring to that. But there's still a few new things that you can check out. CW has the 100 at 8, followed by a new episode of Outpost. Then NBC has a brand new night of America's Got Talent. That starts at 8, followed by World of Dance at 10 o'clock. ABC is the last network with anything new tonight. That's The Last Defense, and that starts at 10 o'clock. So big story will be the American League facing off against the National League. Check your local listings. It is on Fox.
All right, so Netflix has renewed Queer Eye for the straight guy, right? Isn't that the name of it?
Queer Eye. It's just Queer Eye now because they do everybody that's not just straight guys.
Okay.
Really?
Equal opportunity makeovers.
Okay. So that's been renewed for the third time. The Fab Five reunited for a trip to Kansas to begin production of their 8-episode stint there. So they go to different places. That I must admit,
yeah,
not
the first season they. Yep, the first season they stayed in. Well, the first two seasons, even though it was really, it was two very short seasons. It was, but anyway, they were in Georgia the whole time. So now I think that because the show is more popular, they probably have a bigger budget. So now they're going to be traveling around the country.
Why do you like this show, Victoria?
Because every single episode makes your heart feel so warm and fuzzy, and I cry every episode.
Really?
It's so good.
To yep. Warm and... Okay, got it. Maybe I should check it out then, because I haven't. Next up on the Hit Parade, let's check some sports item. That doesn't sound right, does it? Let's check some sports items? Yeah, I guess that's okay. Grammatically, I have to check my grammar here. All right, Jennifer, what's going on? Hulk Hogan, you know, back in the WWE, in case you haven't... Remembered the announcement from about a month or so ago. So what is the focus? Is he back in the ring? Is he a PR person? What's he doing?
Well, he's been reinstated into the WWE's Hall of Fame. He was suspended for 3 years over his use of racist language. He tweeted, I think it was something about the N-word, and that got him into some trouble and pulled out of the Hall of Fame. He tweeted, just met with the WWE superstars, and on all levels, the volume of love and support was overwhelming. I've been praying for this day and finally feel like I made it back home. Only love for the WWE Universe, brother HH, Hulk Hogan. The WWE announced that Hogan suspended had been lifted 3 years after he was dumped from the wrestling organization following the leak of a conversation in which he was heard saying a racial slur. WWE said the second chance follows Hogan's numerous public apologies and volunteering to work with young people where he's helping them learn from his mistake. These efforts led to a recent induction into the Boys and Girls Clubs of America Alumni Hall of Fame. Hogan, whose real name is Terry Bollea, was fired and removed from WWE's website in 2015 after portions of a sex tape, which was part of his multi-million dollar lawsuit against the website Gawker, revealed him using the N-word when talking about his daughter Brooke Hogan's sex life. He went on to win a $115 million settlement in the lawsuit, but he apologized for his comments, saying in a statement in July 2015 that there was no excuse for his offensive language. He had a lot of African-American wrestlers who wrestled with Hulk Hogan that came to his defense and said, this is not the guy that we know, this is not the guy that we love, and I don't know if that helped influence WWE's decision, but
what do you have? What was I? You know, this
his
is
his daughter
one of
was
moments.
Dating a black guy, I think, right?
Oh, okay.
And that's where
yeah.
It came from. Yeah.
Is she in the WWE?
No.
No.
All right. Is she a wrestler? Why do I think that she?
No, she's a singer, actually.
Oh, I see. Okay. We can't be a singer and a wrestler. Imagine that. What a great gimmick! Wait a minute. I just come up with something. A singing wrestler. Where's
no.
McMahon? Let's get McMahon. Let's find some guy who's a good wrestler who can sing.
I think you just found a character for yourself, Doug.
Some enchanted evening.
Oh, boy.
That could be the senior wrestler who sings. They ought to have a senior wrestling circuit, as a matter of fact. I don't know about that for women, but for men. Is that a sexist comment?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. All right, Victoria, the story of Ray Emery, who had a short career and a shorter life, or a short life and a shorter career, it appears. What's going on with that? Ray Emery, what, he drowned? Where'd Victoria go?
Hmm. Well,
that's
I
a
can
good
tell
question.
Yeah.
Okay, you can. That's what happens when you get close to that sinkhole. She's too close to Hawaii. She may have disappeared. Checking. All right, Jennifer, what do we have with the
passing? Well, this is a big story trending just about a day or two ago. The drowning of former NHL goalie Ray Emery does not appear to be suspicious, according to police. Ray Emery was 35 years old, and his career spanned 11 seasons. He drowned in Hamilton Harbor in Ontario. On Sunday, he had jumped off a boat near the Leander Boat Club to go swimming, and friends called emergency services at about 6 a.m. when he didn't resurface, according to police. His body was found at about 2:50 p.m. on Sunday, about 20 yards from where he went into the water. First responders were not able to locate him right away, so they called in the dive unit. Emery had a long career. He played for Ottawa, Chicago, Philadelphia, also played for the Ducks of Anaheim. He helped the Senators reach the Stanley Cup final in 2007 and won it as a backup goalie with the Blackhawks in 2013. He had played 326 NHL, or he had played, I'm sorry, 326 NHL regular season and playoff games. He had been facing some personal and health issues off the ice. He had battled a vascular necrosis, which is the hip ailment that ended Bo Jackson's career. He also had emotional issues off the ice that prompted some to speculate if CTE was at play. He had some reports of hitting his girlfriend. She was a star for BET, and I guess she had said that he had hit her a few times over the year. He played in a charity hockey game Saturday night organized by Zach Rinaldo of the Nashville Predators, and of course, after the word of his death had spread, condolences poured in. So,
all right. So
sad story.
Who among us, we now focus this week, as you have said, on the All-Star Game, the baseball All-Star Game. There's not as much light on some aspects of baseball. Remember Bull Durham, the movie, and Kevin Costner and what went on? Yeah, how many people remember? Have you ladies seen Bull Durham?
Of course, yeah. I never saw that, no.
All right. Well, Jennifer, you want to do a summary, or you want me to do a summary of what happens?
I don't remember it. I just remember that Susan Sarandon laid in his bathtub.
Yeah, it's the comings and goings, if you will, of minor league baseball players. There have been stories about these baseball players for a long, long time. But there's a report, and it started with a rookie named Brendan Rodgers, who is with the Colorado Rockies organization. He says that the conditions in which they live, and this is pretty much universal, at least he's saying this, across the system, they live in hotel rooms where there are six beds jammed into one room. The payers play for $85 a week now, and that's up from $65 a couple of years ago. The guys go out together to the store and buy chicken. They bring it back to the room and they cook it with an iron on an ironing board. These are the conditions. I'm trying to visualize that. Put a piece of chicken on an ironing board and press it with the iron. I haven't even thought about it. Anybody thought of cooking chicken that way?
No, I had a friend who made a grilled cheese with an iron once, but
really,
did it work?
Yeah. When you're in a college dorm, you're doing makeshift 3 a.m. grilled cheeses. It was okay.
So. One of the things that started this is there's a post of a raccoon peering out from a hole in a bathroom wall in one of the motels where they were staying. That pretty much started it all. Imagine that, huh? That's minor league baseball, not at its finest. What's a minor league team for Los Angeles, Jennifer? Probably a couple of them, I'm guessing.
There are a couple of them. I don't know what the names are, though.
Yeah. It's really amazing. All right. Let's get ourselves a good night's rest, shall we? How about I got four pillows yesterday from MyPillow. The pillows are aimed at sort of fixing some of the other beds around the house. I have four bedrooms, and there are different beds in each one. And I found when my kids were here, I was sleeping on beds that had horrible pillows. And I said, I'm going to put an end to that. So a call goes out to MyPillow. And they sent me four new pillows that I used last night. I had a great night's sleep last night. Hope you did too. If you didn't and you don't have MyPillows, may I suggest you right now while you're thinking about it, go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Order these premium pillows, whatever size you want, for a twin bed, for a queen, or king. And you'll buy one, get the other one free. So you get two for the price of one using the promo code DJV. So go to MyPillow.com, buy one, get one free, get a better night's rest starting right now, right here. Promo code DJV for the special deal at MyPillow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen. To focus on technology, Amazon had a problem yesterday because it was the first day of Prime Day, right? They can't handle it, apparently. What's the
story? Couldn't handle it this year. They launched their fourth annual Prime Day sale yesterday at noon West Coast time, and the site instantly crashed. Now, Amazon does not have these kinds of problems. This really was so unusual for them. It was a global crash that it went on for hours.
Were you trying? Either of you
I couldn't. Well, I knew something was up because I got home around 4:30 and 4 o'clock, 4:30, and back to the city. And when I went to turn on my TV, I have my Amazon Fire Stick, which controls the hub of everything, and I couldn't get onto any of my apps. I couldn't launch PlayStation View. I couldn't launch Netflix. And I reset the Fire Stick, and I couldn't figure it out. And then when I Googled it, I realized it had affected not just Amazon's, you know, the marketplace. It was affecting all of Amazon servers across the board. So Alexa wasn't really working. It was a mess. It was a really big mess. And so there's a rumor that they may actually extend some of the sales to make up for the few hours that they lost in sales, and a lot of customers were not happy. They logged on immediately when the sale began. This was the biggest Prime year that they've ever had. 3.5 billion people are anticipated to participate in this. So
they're not perfect after all.
They are not perfect, yeah. So there were certain things you could still shop through, but it was very, very limited. The server was really slow. most people just got a picture of a dog sitting there saying, uh-oh, something went wrong on our end. It was his little dog sitting there. So it's not good for Amazon, but, you know, all the deals are really great, though. Get in there today and tomorrow and shop away.
All right. They fixed whatever the problem is.
Yes.
Next up, Keyport. New customized technology that allows you to organize your keys. What else? Also, your USB drives and some more. Let's get the story behind the story from that department.
The Geek Out.
Recently stumbled across a product that solves the problem of all of your random keys and puts it into an elegant, organized solution. Keyport is a customizable multi-tool. Think of a Swiss Army knife that allows for keys to become the tools instead of blades. Now, because this is customizable, the aluminum case can be opened up. You can put in up to 9 keys, but also a host of other tools can be added as well. USB drives, a screwdriver, a flashlight, bottle opener, you know, more of what you'd expect from a multi-tool. But there's even a Bluetooth tracking device just in case yours goes missing. Keyport prices start at $20 and go up there as you customize. MyKeyport.com is the site, and we'll post a link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, Victoria, let's catch up with Samsung. They're building a huge factory on wheels, huh?
Well, it is a mobile factory, but it's not a movable factory.
Ah.
It is the world's biggest mobile phone factory. Samsung is doubling down on India's soaring demand for smartphones by opening the world's largest mobile factory. They got together with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. They formally opened the company's expanded manufacturing plant in Nodia, which is an hour outside of New Delhi. It's built on 32 acres. It's next to Samsung's original factory, and they plan to pump out 68 to 120 million phones by each year by 2020. And this is also part of Samsung's $715 million investment in India, which remains the second largest market for smartphones in the world.
Wow.
They have roughly two-thirds of India's 1.3 billion people still don't have access to the internet at home, so they need mobile phones in order to access the internet. So it kind of explains why so many people, they have 300 million smartphone users. China is the largest market for that. But this is also part of Samsung's, you know, brand renewal. They really need to catch back up with other people again.
Today is World Emoji Day. Emoji, emoji. The
emoji.
Little Japanese images
emoji.
Known as emoji. More popular on the internet today than ever before. I use them once in a while. So today is set aside to celebrate those graphic icons on your pad, whatever, wherever they are. Let's hear it.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.